And joining me live in studio from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is Sheriff Shane Johnson and Deputy Todd Meyer, both in studio today. And appreciate you both coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Sheriff, we'll start with you today. And appreciate you coming in as always. And Veterans Day tomorrow, this week. And you brought Deputy Meyer with you as a veteran. And just an opportunity to recognize those that are in your department that have been service to our country before they were in the law enforcement.
Yeah, we have several of them, and Deputy Meyer is one of those guys. Actually, one of the couple that we have that done a full career in the military before or while they were with us, and so he's been a great addition to the sheriff's office. And we talked a little bit before, but it seems to be a good transition for some of the military guys to get into law enforcement. And they're good. Some of their skills that they learn in the military transfer good to law enforcement, and so we're proud of our veterans. Like I say, we have several throughout the department here in Star Valley and in Kemmer, and it's great to recognize them. Appreciate you doing that, and also, you know, the day tomorrow to make sure that we recognize our veterans, not just in the sheriff's office, but throughout the county.
Absolutely. Well, Deputy Meyer, I appreciate you coming in as well, and didn't know you were going to have to do this when you put on the badge now, did you?
Nope, just a little bit of a tap dance here going.
Well, first off, thank you for your service. Really appreciate that. Tell us what branch you served in and what you did during your time in the service.
I spent 32 years in the Air Force. Started out enlisted, did a bunch of time in law enforcement, and then did intel, and then into command positions throughout my career.
And what was it that drew you to the Air Force?
Pretty much looking at, when I initially joined, it was looking at benefits. And then once I got in, I thought I'd do a 4-year stint. And when after I got in, I liked it. It was fit me. And so I stayed for 32 years.
And Sheriff Johnson was just talking about it. It seems to be a good fit for a lot of veterans to join law enforcement. Is that the case for you? Was it a natural kind of transition that after your service that led you to where you are now?
It is. It's going into law enforcement, there's a lot of structure there as well, just like there is in the military. It fits good. You know, your type A personalities are military and in law enforcement, and it transitions over well. It really does.
Again, we're speaking with Deputy Todd Meyer this morning and Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. What experiences in the Air Force and in your service do you think prepared you for what you do today in the Sheriff's Department?
There's a lot of leadership stuff that they do with you in the military from an early age and all the way up through your career. They spend a lot of time working on leadership positions and training in the military. Then just throwing you into environments where you don't know what to expect. So you have to, you know, pretty much work your way through events, and you do the same thing in the military, in the law enforcement as well. You never know what you're rolling into.
You know, our text and topic today has been things you're not prepared for as an adult, right? Adult living. And we did have someone text in earlier this morning saying, how about a tour in military, something that you can't really prepare for and be ready. What advice would you have maybe for the upcoming generation that is considering time in military service, and regardless of what branch they may be looking at?
You know, in the military, one of the things that they really push is problem solving. And that's going to be that way in anybody's career, wherever you go, problem solving. And that's something they really push in the military. And that's something that works in any career.
Well, we appreciate you again coming in studio today. Thanks for your time. And again, thanks for your service. We appreciate that.
Welcome.
Sheriff, just another shining example, just like you were saying, of great law enforcement officers that are veterans that we're recognizing this week.
Yeah, it really is. And like, you know, Deputy Meyer hit on it, but that training, that leadership, that getting put in positions where you have to act, and you know, when you take a job in law enforcement, you don't have the option to freeze and go ask somebody what to do. A lot of times, you got to do it, and that's something that transfers well, I think, from the military and the position that they're put in there. And you know, just to kind of brag about Todd a little bit, he's had a long career and all the way to lieutenant colonel, and so we're blessed to not only to have him in the Valley, but certainly to bring his experience to the sheriff's office. And he works drug court and sets a good example for the people in that program, and just is an all-around help at the sheriff's office with everything that's going on. So we appreciate him and feel grateful for him and glad to honor him on Veterans Day.
Of course, Veterans Day tomorrow, and we encourage all of our listeners to pay respects and give their thanks to veterans across Western Wyoming as we speak with Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning in studio in our monthly conversation. Sheriff, while we have you here, wanted to also ask, I was told that your dispatch offices have some openings, and so yeah. You're always looking for good dispatchers.
Always looking for good dispatchers, good people to work at the sheriff's office. We're going to have some openings in the jail. In fact, I think that's open right now. We're advertising for some people there. It's a good career. It's rewarding. It's not dull. I mean, it can be a really fun career, law enforcement in general. We have those positions open now, and we've done some things in dispatch where we have kind of moved forward to where we're able to dispatch the whole county from each end of the county, which hasn't been like that for decades. And so there's just some great experience and good people, and it's not for everybody. It's a tough job. It's a really tough job, but it can be rewarding, and if you have an interest, we're certainly looking for some good people.
And just contact the sheriff's office in either location for details.
Yep. And probably best thing is go to the dispatch supervisor, ask for Mary Ann, but yeah, you can call and get me or Captain Andrews, and we'll get you in the right direction.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson joining us in studio. Anything else regarding the Sheriff's Department and what might be going on you wanted to mention?
Just got a reminder this morning to slow down a little bit. The roads are, I noticed people were being careful. That's a good sign. So as we move into that season, just slow down and drive careful.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and Deputy Todd Meyer, one of our law enforcement veterans, joining us in studio today. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI.